Shalom, and welcome to this week's Listener's Testimony. We thank you for being with us. You can send us your testimony, your praise report. Just write it up on a text or Word document. Try to keep it to about a page and a half, no more than two pages, and send it to paul@inspiredfaith.org. Put in the subject line, testimony. Now, it can be a praise report. It can be anything you feel is worthy of sharing with somebody else. And believe me, your testimony is worthy of sharing because it could save a life. Somebody that hears your words could come to the Lord through what you have to say. So please do this. Get them in. And we will do them anonymously if you wish. And this week's testimony is anonymous, but we're calling the gentleman Baruch. And here's his testimony in his words. The testimony of Baruch. I came to the Lord, or at least I accepted his name as my Lord of Lords, back in my high school era, way back in 1978 and 79, in Carolina, Puerto Rico. But I did not live a godly life from 1980 through 1989. In 1989, I faced a divorce process with three children to care for and for child support. I was suffering and struggling to make dead ends meet. Needless to say, I was tormented by the enemy of the soul day and night. It became so bad that I used to place my .357 revolver on the side of my head several times, thinking if I just push the trigger, it'll all be finished. And I really thought about it. Then one night, I heard a tender and loving soft voice telling me, instructing me to turn the radio on and turn it up. And to my surprise, Yiya Avila, Puerto Rico's Billy Graham, was preaching on the Miami Cathedral Church that night. I listened to the message in unbelief, thinking this cannot be happening. Coincidence or what? I thought. He clearly called out my situation while he was interceding for so many people. He was so accurate. He said, there is a medical doctor struggling, tormented with fear and anguish. I believe that he even is at the point of suicide. Praise and glory be to Adonai Yeshua, HaMashiach Sar Shalom. I am here to testify that I serve a mighty God that is alive and well, a God that listens to all our petitions and answers in due time. He heals. He delivers. He delivers the tormented. He frees the captive forever. He has restored my life after my reconciliation with him and has given me a beautiful, God-fearing wife for almost 9 years now. A wife that loves Yeshua and respects and loves me very much. Hallelujah. I am currently a chauffeur blower for his glory. And I also volunteer as a translator, and I try to help whatever way I can in the Lord's work. Hallelujah. I am very grateful to him alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Yeshua. Shalom. And blessings in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Do you think you're in a bad situation right now? Baruch here was at the point of suicide, and God came to him and gave him a message that he needed to hear. Let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, those of you who have not come to the Lord, or have come to the Lord part way but haven't become born again. If you need help, if you need prayer, you can send your prayer request to don@cometozion.org, or you can go to our counseling page on our website, or you can mail me, paul@inspiredfaith.org, and we will do what we can and we will pray for you. But the biggest thing that you can do is give yourself up to God and to Yeshua. And let him instruct you. Let him speak to you. Listen to what he has to say. Hallelujah. Baruch, thank you for this wonderful testimony. Anybody, whoever you are, the Lord will answer your petitions. Don't think he won't. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening to this week's listener's testimony. Send yours in, paul@inspiredfaith.org. You will help someone. You will help someone. God bless you. Thank you for being with us, and tune in again next week at the same time for more listeners' testimonies.